Adelaide Tools massive Paraka car park sale this weekend. All the big brands on sale. AdelaideTools.com.au.
Start of a brand new week of Morning Roo. How was your weekend?
Oh, I've had better weekends, Ditch. But,
come on.
No, chin will be up. Don't worry about that. Crows will rebound, hopefully. But it was a good weekend. Plenty of stuff on with kids. School sports changed over and had the parents down. So I had a very busy weekend.
Good stuff. Footy is off and running and very exciting and different results. Gee, there were upsets all over the place. We'll talk about that later on this morning. We've got our Monday talkback coming up not too far away where, we never ever know who's going to call in, Roo.
Limo will be on for a laugh. We've got the pressure test where we give away $1,000 cash as well.
And we're continuing to get fit, or we're trying to get fit. Now, my team Ditz, are coming in later on this morning, and I think we've got some big, big results to reveal.
Ooh, look forward
big
to
results.
That.
All right, Roo and Ditz here on Triple M.
Roo and Ditz, top three things you need to know.
Roo, making news over the weekend, did you see where the RSL were going to go without having a celebration? When I say celebration, a commemorative, you know, they get together, have a big barbecue and a few beers after the march. And you and I were talking about this over the weekend. We were together yesterday for a function. We thought, how on earth could this happen? But luckily, the government has stepped, and quite rightly too, the government has stepped in and said, we'll fund this.
But yeah, full marks to them.
I can't believe it even got to that.
Well, that's right. One of their major sponsors dropped out, and they were short on cash and short on volunteers, and they were going to go without the march, which is the biggest thing on Anzac Day itself, and would have been a real slap in the face for the diggers. So full marks to the government for stepping up and doing that, because that's exactly what we were saying at about 2 o'clock yesterday. They had to do it, and they've done it.
I'd be putting kegs on for them down at the Torrens Parade Ground afterwards and saying, boys, here's a beer for you.
Yeah, it does show there's a fine line, isn't there, in some areas at the moment with money and being able to execute what should be done out there in society to respect the people that we should be respecting. So well done to the government on that one.
Yep, for sure.
The Lime scooters that we've seen flying around everywhere in the CBD mainly, but they do venture out into the suburbs when people get on a bit of a roll.
People get lost.
Yeah, on their way home. And three people have been picked up for DUI.
Well, on the Lime scooters?
Yeah. Which you sort of think, well done for them for getting out of their cars and perhaps scooting home. But I suppose when you think about it, you can get done on bikes and you can get done on horses, can't you? I think someone's been done on a horse.
Yes.
So I suppose the same rules apply on a scooter as they do in a car.
I know what you're saying, that isn't it good that they didn't drive home in their car, but I suppose you're still dangerous. If you're under the influence and you're on a scooter, you could veer out into traffic, or you could do anything, really.
If not for other people, more dangerous of hurting yourself if you're drunk on a scooter.
I guess
if
you could still
get in front of a car and get killed.
Yeah.
So you don't want anyone.
Or you could cause a car to veer because, hang on, here's someone on a scooter all over the place. I don't know, anything could happen, really. So.
Yeah, exactly right. Popeye was right, Ditz, in the cartoon for many, many years. Spinach is good for you. It will make you stronger.
I thought you were going to say that olive oil was attractive. I thought that's what you meant. He was right. It's about spinach.
She's a bit too skinny. She's been on the Get Fit program for too long.
Yeah.
But eating a handful of, one cup of green vegetables, leafy vegetables a day, will maintain muscle strength and mobility into old age.
What happens is you end up with massive forearms.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Keep eating your leafy green vegetables as you get old. The weaker you are, the poorer your muscle function, the higher risk for mortality.
There you go. You need to read that to your kids.
That's right.
Yeah. When you are a kid and the old man says you're eating spinach and you're not going to leave the table till you're finished, it is the worst moment of your life.
Yeah, it's broccoli and my joint.
Not the nicest thing I ever had as a kid.
Yeah. I've been catching them, throwing under the table already. Yeah.
I used to shove it in my pockets.
In your pockets?
Yeah. The old man wasn't watching. I'd be shuffling. I used to wear the biggest jacket I could to the dinner table, and I needed as many pockets as possible. Well done to the AFL Crows women yesterday. We're going to talk, obviously, about all the footy later on this morning, but they are through to a grand final.
Look, I think Carlton are a really good side. It will be a good matchup. They definitely bring their pressure and they're a really contested side. So it's going to be a great contest. Can't wait. Back here at Adelaide Oval. Got close to 15 today, so I'm hoping 20, 30 will be great.
There you go. That's Courtney Cramie, one of the stars of The Win.
They smashed him. They might get a call up to play for the men, the way they're going at the moment. But they're on fire, the Crows girls, and Crows v Carlton on Sunday. I think it'll be a 12:40 game at Adelaide Oval. So hopefully we can get a big turnout for them.
All right. That's what's making news. Ruined it's here on Triple M. Roo, you know, I've been talking about quitting over the last few weeks and the build-up to round one. Well, round one has come and gone, and hopefully it's been a success for everyone involved, but in particular, our mate Steve-O.
Yeah, absolutely, and we've got him on the line again this morning. G'day, Steve-O.
G'day, boys. How are we?
You're still quitting?
Absolutely, yep.
Did you get through the weekend all right?
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, it's just getting easier and easier each week now.
It is getting easier.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you still have your ups and downs and your troubles and your... and all that kind of business, but it's definitely the breaking the habit is getting easier as each day goes on.
Now, I reckon most people would forgive you if you fell off the wagon once or twice in this journey. Have you actually had a cigarette?
Yes, I have. Yep. So I can't lie about that. Probably 2 weeks in, I broke down.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the key thing is if you do sort of, you know, stuff up and make that mistake is just to go back to your plan and start again. And don't get down on yourself and know that you're going through the process.
Steve, we've had a big response to this online, this quitting, and part of your input has really, really helped that as well. Rue, what about some of the things that we've received online? Do you want to read out a couple of
those? Yeah, absolutely. Happy to. I lost my brother to cancer on the 12th of January this year. He was 33 years old with a wife and two kids, so he wanted to quit. One fellow had been smoking since he was 15. He's now 43. His father was a heavy smoker. He passed away from lung cancer, plus with the expense as well, his children, and there's lots of factors why he wanted to give up. We also had a mum that quit for her 5-year-old son who'd been battling cancer over the past 17 months, and she's made the pledge to quit smoking to be always there for her son. Some tough stories there to deal with and great stories for people giving up for the right reasons.
Steve, you've played your part in that by doing this on air with us each week. You've actually helped a lot of these people, so well done.
That's great to hear. I mean, heartbreaking stories, but I guess also heartwarming to know about, I guess, the good that we're all doing together to pledge to quit smoking.
Yep, for sure. Now, Steve, this is our last chat with you, but don't stop now, all right? Make sure you carry this on. You've made a start, so do your best to carry it through.
Absolutely, boys, and I thank all my friends and family for the support, and obviously the Triple M family as well. So thanks very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Good on you, Steve-O.
What a goal! Ruined its overnight sport.
Couple of injury concerns for the Crows, Roo. Tom Duday and Richie Douglas out of the weekend. What can you tell us?
Well, Duday's gone for the year, which is very sad after being runner-up in the Rising Star last year. And Richie Douglas, I wouldn't be surprised if it's worse than what it looks on the weekend. The way he did his ankle, I wouldn't be surprised if he was out for a few weeks. And sometimes when you're out for a few weeks, you'll be out for... Well, when you do your ankle worse than 1 week, I should say, you can be out for a lot longer, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's either 1 week or it's a long time.
So
watch this space, I think, with Richard Douglas.
All right. After the loss, let's hear from Coach Don Pike.
Oh, it's probably a combination. I don't want to take any away from Hawthorn. I thought they played a really good game. They obviously, their backs were really disciplined about, holding their depth behind the ball on us. And we were... probably trying to go quick at times and then not executing well, and then when we did try and change the angles a little bit, we got caught out a little bit. So combination of both, but that's what the game throws up at you.
We'll talk more in depth about the footy in this half hour, but let's move on to Port Adelaide, who were superb. Ken Hickley says the best win he's had at the club.
No, this one by a long, long way. Personally, perhaps 13 may have been pretty satisfying because it took a long time to get an opportunity, but there is absolutely no doubt in my mind this is the best win I've been involved with Port Adelaide, including finals. Because of the side we put out there, because of the braveness that we showed right through the summer, because of the commitment by a great group of young people, I think there was a lot of doubters, and I'm really pleased and really proud of them.
That's huge.
There was plenty of doubters. I was one of them, and a lot of poor people would have been questioning whether they could win. Super performance, great way to start a season. Well done to the Power.
Certainly was. Now the Crows are through to the grand final of the AFLW. Roo, they absolutely thrashed Geelong yesterday.
Sure did. They've won 7 on the trot, Dits, and be short price favourites this weekend, but that doesn't mean they'll get the chocolates, but we'll be all over it this week. We'll have a chat to the coach, Matty Clark, throughout the week, and should be a big day at Adelaide Oval on Sunday.
All right. right. The match will kick off at 12:30 as the Crows chase their second premiership. In the cricket, Aaron Finch, how's this? He smashed 155 not out to help Australia beat Pakistan by 8 wickets in game 2 of the one-day series.
One of the Marsh brothers made 91 not out, and they just described it as a dogged knock, 91 not out in one day.
Yeah.
Pretty good score.
All right, that's our look at sport. All thanks to the Adelaide Crows. You can get tickets now for the next game at tickertech.com.au.
Monday Talk Back up next.
It's Helen.
G'day, this is John Farmer.
Hello, Rob.
On Triple M's Ruin Dits for Breakfast.
Not really enough for an argument, boys.
It's time for Monday Talkback.
Oh, at 6:41 on this Monday morning, I say with some trepidation, let's go to the phones. Who have you got there, Roo?
Not quite sure who we have got. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Roo. Good morning, Dits. This is Senator Darren
Hinch. Hinchy. Hello.
I just thought I'd ring up. I had to ring up. I had no choice.
Right.
I didn't know who to ring. I just think it's a disgrace. It's a sham. It's a farce that the Anzac Torrens event was even in jeopardy at
well,
any stage.
Yes, the RSL. I know it was a bit of a problem, wasn't it? But thank God the government has stepped in, Darren.
Premier Steve Marshall, what a great thing to do. They had to do it. They had no choice. It was a disgrace. These blokes, the old veterans, the ones that fought for our country,
yep.
they the only kind of an old person, they got there first. So
yep.
good on him, good on you, and it's a sham and it's a farce. I'll take your call. See you, boys.
Thank you, Darren Hinch. Righto. All right.
Thanks, Hinch.
We get all the big names here ringing again. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
This is Jahunga Khan.
Oh, JK.
Oh, JK.
Yeah, you're a regular at the moment. You're ringing every week.
I have been looking on media. I'm in Gujarat State in India at the moment, and I've been looking a bit of your Australian sport. You know, I know that big red cat. I have called you that, but I think I made a mistake.
Why?
I was watching the races at the weekend, you know, and one of the horses reminded me of you. You know, you maybe should have been called the big red horse.
What do you mean?
The big red horse.
Well, you know, you had big quads. You look, you know, your big hind quarter. You
right.
know, used to ripple when I used to play. You know?
Right.
But I thought you're a cat. But you know, when I see one race. You know, I watch the George Ryder Stakes.
Oh yeah, that was when Winx won.
Yeah, I reminded me of a horse too. I reminded myself of Winx. Mm. You know who you reminded me of? Big red cat.
Who?
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Why is that?
I beat you.
Yeah, thank you. Right. That was a long bow to draw, that was. All right, thanks for calling in, JK.
I thought he was going to say you're Winks there for a minute.
I doubt it.
That would have been a big pump up. Let's take another call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, it's me.
Who's that?
Helen from Hindley.
Well, you sound a bit
Helen.
Flustered
What's
this
wrong?
Morning, Helen. What's up?
I'm concerned about Thomas.
Thomas who?
Duda.
Duday.
Duday.
Duda? Duday?
You mean the Crows player?
Yes, you mix up your Duda, Duda Day.
Right. Well, what are your concerns, Helen?
That he needs some stimulation. He needs relaxation and perhaps even some of Helen's manipulation.
Right.
You might be able to play a role this year. It's going to be a long 12 months for him.
And I'm on the move. I'm expanding, Christopher.
What do you mean?
Well, just like you a couple of years ago when you expanded, I'm becoming mobile with Helen's Healing Hands from Hindley Street.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm planning to get a permit and set up outside the Adelaide Oval before Crows games.
Right.
Look out for it.
Oh,
Helen's Healing Hands from Hindley Street.
Okay.
Don't know if the Adelaide Council will allow that in the parklands.
And Mark.
Yes.
You look good in 3D. That's my room number.
3D.
3D.
I thought we were talking about a new Foxtel channel for a minute.
Thanks, Helen. We've got time for one more call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Roboy. Hello, Ginger.
Hey,
hello,
Tommy.
You know that I am supporting the WFL. I had the girls in my restaurant last week.
Yeah.
And they absolutely smashed. They're going to the grand final, and I support them. We have in my restaurant. What I do for the next week for the grand final, I'm going to get blue swimmer crab.
Yeah.
I'm going to get bluefin tuna.
Yeah.
And I bring them to a table and you get a food mallet and you crush them. You smash them, mix them up, and we smash those blues.
Right.
Yes.
We'll get
the girls down after the game, not before, just in case.
Get them down after the game for celebration. Now, Tommy's, we had Daniel. What about that Daniel Ponta? You get Ricky Ponting, and he called Ponta. That's sort of a mixture of Ponting-Ponty.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
And so those girls come down, but one more thing is that I don't tell you what I have on the menu before the to celebrate that game before they play. Wow. Because they play the Cats.
You don't
we don't want to know.
All right.
See ya. Go down to Tommy's restaurant down in Goodger Street. Tommy Tai Chi. That's all we got time for with our Monday talk back.
Yep, we'll have another chat about the footy up next.
Roo and Ditz here on Triple M. Roo, let's look at the footy. Tell us about the Crows on the weekend. Where did it go wrong?
Well, I talk about footy in general in round one. It just threw up so many upsets, and you try and work out why, because you have a lot of people watch all the JLT, watch all the summer, listen to all the media hype, and you get in, you get yourself nearly convinced you know what's going to happen. But the weekend threw up so many upsets, and you try and work out why. Let's have a listen to Jack Watts about after they beat the Melbourne Demons, the premiership favourites, Melbourne Demons.
It was a really tough few months, Moose, to be honest. Coming up against your old mob too, some of my best mates there, and after those last few months, you know, that day is just incredible. What a fight by the boys. And you know, I had weeks where I didn't want to get out of bed, mate, and probably never ever experienced anything like that. I'll cop more shit from people saying that I'm no good at footy for 1,000 years compared to what I've been through the last few months. So
the reason I played that, Dit, so you can imagine what Jack Watts has gone through over the last couple of months. He's had a horror off-season. He said he didn't feel like getting out of bed. Mm. He would have just been focused on trying to get out there and play a brilliant game of footy. Port have been touted as going to be lucky to make the eight by a lot of people. A majority of people think that they're going to struggle to make the eight. So they've been extremely focused. Flipped to Melbourne and they've pumped up as automatic, you know, premiership favourites or top four. And maybe they played like that on the weekend and Port just went out and got the job done. Same with Adelaide. How much positive press has there been about Adelaide in the last month or so? Everyone's been talking about them as premiership contenders, top four contenders.
Yep.
They'll be back to 2017. Me included. I've been like that and I've been saying Port will struggle to make the eight. And then they get out and play the way they do. The top four sides predicted to be premiership favourites this year. The Crows, Melbourne, Collingwood, West Coast all got rolled this weekend.
West Coast got thrashed.
Yeah, by Brisbane, who we said might prove a few people wrong this year. Those top four sides all rolled in round one. You can throw Sydney into that basket, beaten by the Western Bulldogs on the weekend as well. It's funny how the mental side of the football plays a big part in the result.
But, Roo, can I ask, are we seeing where, you know, the players have had a big say now in how much rest they get and they've got to have weeks off and all those sorts of things. The teams that went further in September have had a month less training, basically. Is this starting to come into it or not? Are they all a month behind?
It can, but, you know, the Crows aren't in that category, for instance, and, you know, Collingwood and Geelong. Geelong, you know, played in the finals as well. West Coast potentially and Melbourne potentially. So that can have a role. But in regards to the Crows, to be more definite about why they lost, I think they got coached brilliantly, Hawthorn. They didn't allow the Crows to play their, you know, fast-running game from halfback. They hardly moved the ball from halfback. Now, whether that was a combination of Hawthorn not allowing to do it and Crows not prepared to do it, and then not executing. You heard Dom Pike before say their skills were woeful. If you don't move the ball well from there, the forwards aren't going to get their opportunities. And the forwards got outmarked a lot of the time because Hawthorn defenders went back there, and that's why they kicked it to them a lot of the time. So it was a very frustrating game by Crows fans, and they'd want to turn that around, and they've got an opportunity to against Sydney. But on the flip side, Port Adelaide, I thought they were brilliant the way they ran the ball. They took advantage of the fact that Melbourne had a poor off-season with all the operations and just outrun them.
After the start, Melbourne kicked the first three goals and you thought, well, this could get ugly here. So for Port Adelaide's young side to turn that around, I thought that was the most impressive thing.
Well, they look right at home, the kids as well. I thought that was a risk having six new players in the side, but it wasn't a risk at all the way they played. They've just got to back it up now and keep doing it. But if that's a sign of things to come for Port, then they should be very optimistic about the year. But always wait to about a month into the season before you get too excited or too dejected.
Well, Port Adelaide's biggest challenge now is to beat Carlton well because they could easily, this week, you talk about reading your own publicity and all those sorts of things. Port Adelaide now need to frank that victory by having a big win over Carlton.
Well, exactly what I was going to say. It's spot on. So interesting round one of the AFL this weekend.
Good on you, Roo. 6:56, Ruined It's here on Triple M.
104.7 Triple M. Ruined It's $1,000 pressure test. Need a car service or repair? ZipPay is now available at Automasters, giving you the option to fix now and pay later. Over 20 branches. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
You can't handle the pressure.
We gave it away late last week. Let's see if we can do it again, Roo.
Yeah, let's head out to Northfield. G'day, Tom.
How you going, Roo? Deep?
Good, thanks, Wayne. Tom. What are you up to today?
Just heading up to Clare, so on the highway today. Just a bit of training up in Clare.
Training for what?
So barista training for a SARTO called Independent Institute of Food Processing.
Fantastic.
So it's, right. Yeah, we deliver some training to apprentices and things like that in the regions and around SA. So, yes.
We need good baristas business everywhere.
Yeah,
we do. Love
that's coffee. It, yeah, yeah.
Good all day right. For a coffee too, going to be cold. So, yes. All right, Tom, if you get 10 correct answers in 30 seconds, you are going to win $1,000 cash, okay?
Let's go.
All right, listen to Dits.
All right, in 30 seconds, name 10 ranks in the police force.
All right, senior constable, we've got cadet, junior cadet, police chief officer, CBI, investigations, forensics, coroner. No.
Keep going.
Commissioner. Yep. Chief commissioner.
Tricky.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Good on you, Tom. Nice try, but we've got a $50 voucher for you to go off to Automasters. ZipPay is now available for your next service with over 20 branches. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. Things like forensics, they're not ranks in the police force. Really. No. Coroner's not in the police force. Could have gone cadet, constable, senior constable, sergeant, senior sergeant, inspector, chief inspector. Superintendent, deputy commissioner, commissioner.
Yeah, that's right. There's a few commissioners.
Could have gone all of those.
Yes,
yeah.
There's 10 there.
But good try. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, not far away from Limo joining us.
Ruined It's here on Triple M.
Yeah, the old Big Red Cat fragrance sold out in record time, and due to popular demand, there's been a new addition to the range.
Former world squash champion Chris Didmar is... You've heard of the Big Red Cat fragrance developed by former world squash champion Chris Didmar. Now the cat is well and truly out of the bag in the Big Red Cat range as we present Big Red Cat Underwear. Made from the finest polyester, these Reg Grundies come in all sizes, from kitten to fat cat. Designed for prowling the squash court or just prowling around the bedroom, throw on your Big Red Cat undies and she won't be able to keep her paws off your scratching pole. High-performance cats need room to move. That's why Big Red Cat Underwear is super stretchy, leaving plenty of space for your Big Red Rocket. Big Red Cat Underwear is fart-proof, shark-proof, crab-proof, wedgie-proof, sweat-proof, and for those big brown accidents, skid-mark-proof. The only streaks you'll see are winning streaks. Available in leopard print, tiger stripes, and if you really want to make her purr under the hood, crotchless. Get your claws around Big Red Cat Underwear. Available now at participating retailers.
Now, who's responsible?
Oh, Ditch, don't make out you, huh?
Come on.
You could have. Is that a Mother's Day present for coming up in May? Or
need to speak to the merchandising department.
Do you just splash out now? You know,
look, they'll go real fast. Yeah, get in quick.
Gee whiz, JK will be all over that, Ditch, won't he? Look at that.
Move on, please.
Move on. You've had enough. All right, we'll get Limo up for a laugh shortly.
Ruined Dits for breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome...
Lehman. I'm Anthony Lehman.
He's the brand new host of the Footy Show on Channel 9. He's a Hawthorn nut, tragic. He's all of the
don't
above.
Bring that up again.
And he joins us here every Monday morning. Limo.
Oh, g'day. Thanks, Dits. That was a very nice introduction because I've got to say I was feeling a little bit unloved earlier. I was listening to you guys. I listen from 6 every morning, as you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was listening earlier and Dits had this to say.
Limo's going to join us in this hour. The highlight for me, though, is when Alice the Wag comes in to tell us about Married at First Sight.
Hey, look, so Alice the Wag talking about Married at First Sight is more exciting to you.
Well, you know what coaches do, Limo? Sometimes coaches of a footy side throw out a little barb like that to make their players lift. I was after a response.
Yeah, well, it was the double message that got me, though, Dits. First you said that, and immediately after that, you played this song. Right, so you know,
you can take it any way you like. You need a lift and give us something, or you can, you know,
you weren't trying to make Alice lift.
No,
to know how big her segment's going to be. You already know that's
right.
All right, I'm feeling a bit of pressure now. Okay, so given that I'm feeling the pressure, I've decided that I need some walk on music today. So, where's my here we go?
I don't know that was going to happen.
Hey.
Oh, 10 out of the last 11 times you've beaten us now, Hawthorn.
I don't think we haven't lost to you at Adelaide Oval, have we?
Well, I don't know about that.
No, we haven't. We haven't.
Really?
At Adelaide Oval, no. Okay. That's 4 from 4.
Oh, thanks for that one, too.
Hey, but let's look at the positives, Roo.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It was a short list, wasn't it?
Very short list.
Hey, the Crows AFLW team is through to the grand final.
Yeah.
It's an excellent result. Geez, that was a flogging, wasn't it?
We're actually pulling some of the girls out to play for the men's side this week.
Okay, I reckon
Aaron Phillips is going to play in the midfield.
She'd get a game too, I tell you. And let's look. And there is one more positive. Gee, Port were good, weren't they?
Very good. Yes, very good.
Port keeping a lid on it.
How does it feel to win the Jack Watts Cup?
Jack Watts himself was speechless after the game as a result.
He was quite emotional, wasn't he, post-match there. Hey, did you see on Saturday night at the Marvel Stadium that Thor himself, Chris Hemsworth and Matt Damon were at the game?
Yeah, a couple of big celebs.
Yeah, you would have missed it if the commentators didn't mention it 45,000 times during the broadcast. Jeez, they kept banging on about it. At one point, I wondered if Matt Damon was actually playing for the Bulldogs.
He seemed to get a few stats, didn't he?
He really did. I can't wait for Brownlow night. I bet one of them gets votes. Two votes, M. Damon.
Yeah.
Right there, one of the headlines in the paper here said, "A sight for Thor eyes."
Oh, nice.
They were just loving it.
He was tweeting to his 25 million followers, so good marketing for the AFL. That's what they were happy with.
Very good. So that's Chris Hemsworth at the Bulldogs. Roo, what celebrities did you ever have hanging around down in the rooms?
Heaps. Oh, Leighton Hewitt was always a big one. We're still clinging on to Leighton.
Yeah, right. And Ditz, did you ever have any big celebs?
Oh, of course we have.
Yeah.
This list is endless.
Yeah,
Amanda
right.
Vanstone.
Koshy. Russell Ebert.
Hey, Ditz, what about in your squash days, in your playing days? Did you ever have...
Oh, where do I start?
Did Javed Meehan that ever pop in to say good day?
Yeah, Imran Khan,
Princess Di.
Yeah, we had loads.
Did right there. Hey, remember when the most embarrassing one was when Rob Lowe sang the club song with Collingwood? Can you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
He was brought into the circle. He later said it was more embarrassing than his sex tape, which is just really saying something there. Hey, now, I've got a lot of people are complaining about, St Kilda. Good win for St Kilda.
Oh, very solid start.
And the Gold Coast Suns nearly won, which for them, let's face it, is a win.
That's a win. That was an honourable loss.
That was an honourable loss. Just 1 point away from home. Alan, St Kilda having some issues with Dan Hannabury, and Alan Richardson was asked about the issues with Dan Hannabury and his fitness, and he said something very interesting. Let's have a listen.
Particularly his calves and his hamstrings, but as we've upped the load... In terms of the intensity, his body has just struggled. He's had 2 years where he just hasn't been able to put in the work. He's gone out and played.
We can get rid of that. What we missed at the start there was him saying his problems mostly with his legs. Now
his calves and his hamstrings.
He goes, "It's mostly with his legs, particularly though his calves and his hamstrings." Now, I'm no expert, but they're pretty important when it comes to playing footy.
Yeah, and if they're pretty important, I'm not sure if you give him a 5-year deal or massive money.
The fact that he said hasn't been able to do anything for 2 years as well, I don't know. Would that come into your calculations or not?
And then he went on to say we need to rebuild him.
But,
Yeah, he's going to be the $6 million man, literally the $6 million man. Hey, and I've got a quick solution, guys. There's no runners allowed out onto the ground. A lot of the coaches are complaining about this. They're holding cards up on the sidelines. Yeah. I heard someone suggest that, you know, the GPS packs on their back, that they put a buzzer in them like at a restaurant, you know, when you get your meal.
Yep.
And that's how the players know when to come off the ground.
Your time is ready.
Dinner's
your
ready.
Time come is on. Ready. I reckon, in addition to that, put little speakers in them so the coaches can talk directly to the players.
Then you don't need them at all, do you?
Out on the ground. I think we've got some solutions there, guys.
Now, Levo, it's time for Alice and her Married at First Sight segment.
Oh, so, sorry. I better get out of the way.
Righto. See you, Levo.
Right, see you, Levo. Well done.
Ruined it's on Triple M. Ruined it's here on Triple M on this Monday morning. Bit murky outside at the moment. Rue 19, the top in town today. Let's say a very good morning to Flack and Alice the Wag. How are you, gang?
Morning, guys.
Married at First Sight, ratings bonanza. What's the latest? What's going on?
At one stage, I looked like my Garmin and my heart rate was sitting at like over 150 last night.
What, during the show?
Yes, yeah. The most stressful and intense show I've ever watched.
You don't have to go to the gym then today.
No, I've done it.
Beautiful. Just watch Married at First Sight.
It was like a nuclear bomb going off. It was like there was just so much drama. Alice is texting me, just going, "Are you watching this?" I'm like, "Yes, I am."
No, you actually.
So what actually happened? Okay. That was the nuclear bomb going off and your heart rate going to 150. What actually happened last night?
So last night is the commitment ceremony where the couple sit down and they say whether they want to stay or go, and they both have to say leave in order to be able to leave. If one of them says stay, they have to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So Jess and Dan are a couple. No, sorry. Jess and Mick. Jess and Mick are a couple. So Jess and Mick are sitting on the couch and she has to say whether she wants to stay or leave with Mick, who has been hating on her for like weeks. Jess is sausage lips, by the way.
That's sausage lips.
With all the work
just call
done.
Her sausage lips.
Yeah. So this is what she says when they ask if she wants to stay with Mick, her husband. This is what she said.
I came into this experiment wanting to find somebody that I could build a life with. And yeah, I found that. But it's not with Mick. It's with Dan.
Oh, sausage lips has exploded.
Cop that.
Can we pause she said, just for a second? Are you looking at Dits right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cop that.
Yeah. Could be more or less interested.
They come into this experiment. They call it an experiment.
Yep. So then Dan is sitting on the couch with his wife. They're watching this unfold.
Right.
So his wife has no idea. Yeah, all the couples are watching each ceremony.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, so Dan's wife, Tamara, finds out that Dan, her husband, has been with Jess and she had no idea either.
Sorry, Tamara.
Things are difficult and this is a high-pressure environment where, you know, feelings...
Stop whispering, I'm sorry to me. Off.
Oh. How good is that drama? But
how good is that drama?
If you just listen closely, the way he's whispering, "I'm sorry, Tam, I'm so sorry." Anyone else picture when you've had a fight with your partner and you're in bed you're trying to get to the makeup cuddle, special cuddles time? You're like, "I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Can we do something?
I'm so sorry."
God, he knows he's about to get clobbered. If he's with an aggressive partner, he's dead.
So please tell me, what happened next?
So there was like...
They got together, Dits. Oh. Sausage lips and dance.
And they're staying in the competition for a week.
Yeah.
Kidding. When do I watch? What time?
Tonight, 7:30. I'm far too excited for this.
Are they the only couple left? Or?
No, there's like heaps of couples and all the couples have cracked it going, "You're making a farce out of this experiment. We've all taken it seriously and you haven't. You shouldn't be allowed back in." But Jess is from Perth and Dan is from Gold Coast. So she's saying if we don't stay in this experiment right now, we won't be able to make it on the real world because we live so far away. So they need the experiment to work. And then everyone's saying, "Nah, that's not fair."
Are you right in the target market for Married at First Sight?
I'd say I am, yeah.
Yeah, if your heart rate's getting 150, definitely.
It was so stressful. So then the judges have had to reconvene and go into a separate room to work out, like, "We've never seen this before. What can we do?" And this is the judges reconvening in the other room.
Regardless of what our view is, we are not here to judge, take sides, or to intervene in the course of the experiment.
Oh, the rule book of Married at First Sight here. The judges, Dits. Yeah. The judges, Dits, are not allowed to judge.
Let love take its course.
They're not allowed to judge.
No. That's right.
Reality, very unreality TV.
Yeah. So pretty much last night it almost jumped the shark. Like it's getting to crazy levels now.
What can happen from here?
So
where to from here? How can they keep this series just on everyone's
Well, it's
lips?
Only got a few weeks left.
And sausage
just a few
lips,
weeks.
I reckon, yeah. Needs to become pregnant or something. And then we're at real drama. But then we find out it's mixed baby.
Hopefully to someone else. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But meanwhile, Ines, the one that, you know, when I said she was, there was a really crazy mole who's Ines. Left, but she's currently using her Instagram to talk about what happened on the show. Like, she's gone full rogue.
Mm.
Right.
And she is talking very explicitly about
things. You cannot
things.
Say what she's saying, by
no,
the way.
No, I cannot say it on radio, but some of the things she's writing on her Instagram are
well,
next level.
Do you, what's her name if you want to follow her?
Ines, it's like if you type in INNNES or something on Instagram, it will come up.
I'll show you. I follow her.
Or something.
All right. Good on you, guys.
Are you good, Dits? Have you recovered how exciting it is?
Fantastic, yeah. Heart rate racing. Ruined It's on Triple M.
Triple M. Ruined It.
The show that was.
Now we need to go back in time.
The show that was.
Oh, what did you enjoy today, Ru?
I enjoyed you bringing out a new product. We've had the Big Red Cat perfume, but now we've got the Big Red Cat underwear.
Now the cat is well and truly out of the bag in the Big Red Cat range as we present Big Red Cat underwear. Made from the finest polyester, these Reg Grundies come in all sizes, from kitten to fat cat. Designed for prowling the squash court or just prowling around the bedroom, throw on your Big Red Cat undies and she won't be able to keep her paws off your scratching pole.
Right. Now, I had nothing to do with that. I just want to point out it's got nothing to do with me.
Tits, you're trying to get some money on the sidelines here. Yeah, you're also very, very excited about us covering the Married at First Sight show.
So please tell me what happened next.
So there was like...
They got together, Dits. Oh. Sausage lips and dare.
And they're staying in the competition for a week.
Yeah.
Oh, kidding. When do I watch? What time?
Tonight, 7:30.
Oh, no.
All right, good on you guys.
Are you good, Dits? Have you recovered how exciting
Fantastic.
It is?
Fantastic, yeah. Heart rate racing.
Oh, you love reality TV, Dits. And Limo joins us every Monday for a laugh.
Hey, and I've got a quick solution, guys. There's no runners allowed out onto the ground. A lot of the coaches are complaining about this. They're holding cards up on the sidelines. I heard someone suggest that, you know, the GPS packs on their back, that they put a buzzer in them, like at a restaurant, you know, when you get your meal.
Yep.
And that's how the players know when to come off the ground.
Your time is ready.
Dinner's
your
ready.
Time come is on. Ready.
Your schnitzel and chips, number 31. There we go.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
It is a good idea if it's legal. Absolutely. So,
well, let's get on a loudspeaker. Mark Ricciuto, off.
Get off.
You could do that on a loudspeaker, couldn't you?
Oh, I'd probably get a little bit annoying at the game, but we'll wait and see. We've got Tex in tomorrow. I have to grill him about the performance of the Crows on the weekend. Will Anderson will join us, and the Angels will join us as well.
All right. See you all tomorrow. Thanks to Adelaide Tools.
Are we ever going to? It's again.
Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Are we ever gonna hear Ruined It's again?
No way, I reckon this is gonna sleep in.
Adelaide Tools massive Paraka car park sale this weekend. All the big brands on sale. AdelaideTools.com.au.